This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Number two, nothing kills the witness of a church or an individual believer faster than open immorality. Remember the scandals years ago of the TV evangelist? It just kills the reputation of that ministry, kills the reputation of TV ministers in general. It just had a devastating effect years ago that still goes on to this day. Why? Because nothing kills the witness of a church or an individual believer faster than open immorality. We can all give examples from our memory of where this happened in a family, and it devastated that family's reputation. A church had this happen, and it devastated that church's reputation in the community. Number three, even non-believers expect more from Christians. Even non-believers expect more from Christians. I find that even people who don't believe the Bible, don't read the Bible, and don't give Jesus Christ the time of day, still intuitively expect more out of people who call themselves Christian. You ever notice that some of the most judgmental statements that are ever made are made by people who don't follow the Lord, but are judgmental of Christian people who mess up? Part of that's understandable, because even non-believers expect more. Even non-believers expect more from Christians. I'm moving faster because I've got to spend some time on four and five. Number four, the phrase flee immorality is not a suggestion, but a command. The Apostle Paul wasn't asking you to do something because it's kind of a nice idea to flee immorality. I want to personalize flee immorality in this way. This phrase will mean different things to different men in this room. It will mean different things to different women. For some of you, it will be computer related. For some of you, it's place related. For some of you, it's situational related. It's a person related. Do you follow me where I'm going with this? It means something to you that's different than the person next to you. But fleeing immorality means a change. It means going somewhere. It means leaving somewhere. It means doing something that takes you out of the temptation. It's very personal. Very extremely personal, and it's between you and the Lord what that statement means to you. I believe it speaks to every person in this room. Number five, there are no broken principles or commandments of Scripture, just broken lives, broken marriages, and broken families. There are no broken principles or commandments of Scripture, just broken lives, broken marriages, or broken families. What does that mean? Have you ever used the phrase, well, so-and-so broke one of the commandments, or they broke one of God's rules? Nobody breaks the rule. Nobody does. We're broken by violating God's word, in my opinion. And that's why you and I can name examples of families that have been broken, and individual lives who are broken, and marriages that have been broken, usually, not always, but usually because somebody made a choice to violate a principle of Scripture or command of God. Is every problem related to that? No, and it would be naive of me to say that. But let's be honest. Most of the problems, most of the brokenness in families can be traced to the sin of one person or more. Listen carefully. Some of you don't even know this because you've never thought about it, but there are families that are affected generationally because of the sin of a grandfather, the sin of a grandmother, maybe a great-grandparent, and people are still impacted today. Get this, in ways they're not even aware of. They're not even aware of how it's impacted their lives, but it impacted their parents, and then it impacted your life.
Well, will you try to hear the conclusion of this message tomorrow on Cross Hope? Got some strong things to say as we wrap up from 1 Corinthians 5 and 6. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.